Well, hello out there, podcast world. It is Angela Pride, owner of Coach with Pride and author of When Women Lead. This will be my leadership / encouragement / mentoring podcast, and I hope that you guys will enjoy it. It is another motivated Monday for us all. I want you guys to really start embracing your Mondays. It should be a TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. After all, it's all in how you look at it, right? So this is another opportunity, another start to a great work week for you. Another opportunity for you to achieve some of those awesome goals that you set either at the beginning of this week on Sunday, or at the beginning of this month, or at the beginning of the year. Whatever it may be, you are one step closer to achieving and hopefully exceeding your goal. So embrace your Mondays. Don't dread your Mondays. It's okay if you need some coffee to get going. I just had my first cup. It's okay if you need an encouraging word to stay motivated. But whatever it is, you need to find it, and you need to receive it, and you need to get going and get moving and stay motivated. That is what I am here to encourage you to do on this great Monday, the beginning of this great week. You know, and I always look at things, again, from a positive perspective. I choose to embrace my Mondays. I choose to hit the ground running on Mondays. Mondays are probably some of my most effective days. I probably get more done on Mondays than I do the rest of the week just because it's very intentional for me on Mondays. I work out at least twice a day on Mondays. And by the way, currently I'm doing a squat challenge. Do you guys know what squats are? You know, it's kind of when you bend at your knee, push your butt back, and try to make sure that your torso stays as upright as possible. But anyway, so I'm on 90 today. I had to take a little break because my birthday was this past weekend. Happy birthday to me, right? So I took a little break, not a break, but I took a couple of days off. And so I'm getting caught up today because today was supposed to be a rest day. And, you know, that's sometimes how life is. You know, we have certain days that are rest days that may not end up being a rest day. It may end up being a day that we have to get caught up. And that's what I'm doing with my squats. So I'm really not necessarily big on health, but I am very conscious of health. I really believe that health is a choice. And I believe that if you are serious about your life and you want to continue your longevity in your life, you will choose health. You will be conscious of what you're putting in and out of your body, your temple. And you will try to get in some exercise. You don't have to be a professional athlete. You don't have to, you know, spend hours in the gym, but a lot of times 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes out of the day is very sufficient and effective in regards to you staying healthy. But one thing that I've learned over the years, I am a former Black Girls Run ambassador. I did that for about 3 years. And that was a very exciting part of my life. Got me into, well, I was already running, but got me into encouraging other women, in particularly African-American women, teaching them about their hair, teaching them about nutrition, just teaching them about being conscious about themselves and getting up off the couch and trying to avoid some of these stigmas and statistics that plague the African-American community, heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, obesity, and those sorts of things. So Black Girls Run is a great channel, a great avenue for you to look into if you're interested about your health. It's not just about the running. It's about being active. It's about staying active, and it's about lifestyle changes. So I'll be talking about health on this podcast as well, and I'm hoping to bring in various speakers and just other different channels and avenues to continue to help to encourage you guys, because again, that is what I do. I am excited about what I do. I love what I do. And I feel like I was put here to exalt others. I feel like I was put here to speak into others. I feel like this is definitely a part of my purpose. And I just want to make sure that I'm continuing to walk into this. So this podcast thing is very new to me. So I want you guys to really give me your feedback. I want you to let me know what you think. I also want to share some of the other things that I'm doing. Again, I run a business. It's a leadership training and development business out of the upstate of South Carolina. But I'm really working very hard to conquer this southeastern region right now. Excuse me. So I'm definitely not afraid to travel. I'm also a professional speaker. If you need a speaker, please contact me at info, that's I-N-F-O, at coachwithpride.com if you need a speaker. Also, so the leadership training and development, I offer workshops and seminars and just leadership training. I have a huge leadership umbrella. I love to focus on communication, but more importantly, I like to focus on whatever it is that my clients need. So I go into organizations not to say what they need or suggest what they need, but I go in to try to figure out what they're having trouble with, and I customize all of my workshops, all of my programs, all of my seminars to meet those needs. So it's not just about what Coach with Pride thinks that you need. It's about Coach with Pride trying to deliver and make sure that you're getting what you need. So that's one aspect of my business. Again, I am a published author. I published my first book in 2015. It is entitled When Women Lead, Volume 1. And unfortunately, as I was just getting ready to release Volume 2 this year, my computer crashed and I lost all of my information. But I'm not discouraged. I'm working on Volume 2 still. I had to kind of revamp. I had a lot of things in my head and I knew where I was trying to go. And I'm just praying that it's going to be 10 times better now that I'm having to kind of revamp and restore and, you know, push out some new information. Not quite new, but anyway, some additional information. That's what I'll say. So working on that second book. But again, my platform now really has shifted mainly to women. Encouraging women to be courageous, to be bold, to exercise their voice, and to not be afraid of the leadership capabilities that lies within them. That is really something that I'm passionate about. So from When Women Lead, I actually started a organization last year as well, Young Ladies Lead Too, because I'm also very passionate about mentoring and helping others, especially our younger generation, making sure that they know the power that they possess. And so I started Young Ladies Lead 2. This is for young ladies ages 11 to 18, trying to just get them to understand who they are and not necessarily be so caught up in what the world is trying to feed them. Because you all know, and if you don't, I will share with you that the media, the TV shows, any of these networks that our young children are looking at, they're not always given or giving the best perspective for, in particularly, the Black woman. And for any woman for that matter, but in particularly the Black woman. I am a Black woman, and so I oftentimes focus and a shift to that because I can definitely relate there. But anyway, but any woman. So just trying to encourage our young ladies to get out here and be courageous leaders and to be bold and to be the best them that they can be. That's the other aspect of this blog. Just encouraging you to be the best you. Whether you're male, female, it really doesn't matter. If you are interested in growing, listen to this blog as much as I put it out, because I'm going to always be trying to give you guys knowledge nuggets that are going to help you progress in life, in business, personally, spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever it may be. That is going to be my goal for this podcast. So I am excited. I mean, I'm glad that you tuned in today. I'm glad that you're listening, whether you're on your walk or whether you're on your lunch break or whether this is just your morning motivation, you know, whatever it may be. I really want it to be just that for you, because I really am passionate about just inspiring someone to go a little bit further than they would on their own. So that is going to be my MO. And let me see some other things that I have going on. I am on the radio here in the upstate of South Carolina, but also Luckily for most of you guys, via TuneIn.com, every Tuesday, I do something called Angie P's Superwoman Show. And in that show, I focus a little bit on corporate women, corporate America, you know, dressing to impress, resumes and things like that. I focus on those sorts of things. So I have a business segment, but I also focus on some hot topics. I talk about politics. I talk about what's going on in the entertainment sector. I just talk about some real life things because people are dealing with real life things. And if it's one thing that I've learned is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I really try to talk about real life issues and let you guys know that I am trying to meet you where you are. I'm not trying to be so big that I'm unapproachable. I'm trying to meet you guys where you are so that I can help you to grow, help you to progress, and help you to continue to move forward. I also have a health segment in that show. I am looking currently for some sponsorship for that show as well as this podcast. So if you are interested in becoming a sponsor of any of the things that I'm doing, please reach out to me. Again, that email address is info, I-N-F-O, at coachwithpride.com, and I will be glad to share with you. I've got some good sponsorship packages. They are definitely affordable, and you'll be able to market your business. We may talk about some interviews. You know, again, whatever your needs are, I can definitely meet your needs. So wanted to share that with you as well. So that's the radio show every Tuesday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. If you are not in the upstate of South Carolina, it's via TuneIn.com. The station is WXRU 107.9 FM. So if you download that TuneIn app or if you go to TuneIn.com, you can definitely get my radio show by putting in those call letters, WXRU and 107.9 FM, and you will get Angie P's Superwoman Show. And I look forward to you guys tuning into that as well. But this podcast will just be something that I can do, and I may do it a couple of times a week. I may do it, you know, once a week, but as many times as I can really drop some nuggets on you guys, because again, I feel like I'm blessed. God definitely gives me things that He wants me to share. I attended a great conference in Miami a couple of weeks ago. I really want to share some of those knowledge nuggets, but as well as I am affiliated with a lot of great people, a lot of great contacts. So I would like to get you guys other people on the show that can share knowledge nuggets with you as well. So those are just pretty much some of my main goals with starting this podcast, and I'm excited about it. And again, I want you to share it, and I want you to follow me, and I want you to, you know, give me feedback and let me know what you're thinking about what I am talking about. So that's that. And I'm also, the other thing that I started working on towards the end of last year was a program for young ladies ages 18 to 26 or so about leadership. I'm working on some classes. I'm trying to get into some of these colleges and universities because what I'm finding is that we're not being taught about true leadership. You know, we're being taught from a book perspective, but I want to give you guys a real life perspective on women in leadership. And so I want to go and partner with schools and high schools, because again, it's 18 to 25. I want to teach young ladies what it's about. I want to talk about negotiating. I want to talk about why sometimes we're so passive, even, you know, when we really have a powerful voice that we're able to exercise. I want to encourage you guys to use those voices. I want to encourage you to be on top of your game as women in leadership. And so that's another thing that I'm working on. So I've got a lot of irons in the fire, as well as I am a loving wife. I am a loving mother of four celebrity kids. I've got one college student, one headed off to college, one in high school, and one in middle school. So very busy mom, but again, really enjoying what I'm doing, really walking in purpose and embracing my walk and trying to make sure that those that I encounter, I have an impact on. So that is my focus, and that is what this podcast will bring you. So sometimes I will share to you great news about my kids. My son was just a four-time state champion this weekend. It was an awesome weekend, so it was my birthday. He had his final track meet of his high school career, and he definitely put an exclamation point on it because he brought home four gold medals, which is really a tough feat. So very proud of my young people that I have, that I am directly impacting. So You know, again, don't pretend to know it all. I definitely believe in a village. You know, I believe that sometimes other people can speak into my children just like I can speak into others' children, i.e. my mentoring program. But just passionate about what I'm doing, and hopefully you guys are on board and will understand what I'm trying to do here on this podcast. So I'm not going to talk your head off. I know it is a great Monday, but I want you to move forward in this day. I want you to stay motivated. I want you to get the things done that you need to get done. I want you to pull those goals back out. I don't want you to forget about them. I want you to keep doing them, keep working them until you complete them, and then we can work on setting some more, right? So that is about the gist of it. I'm going to exit the podcast now, but again, going to be working on some music and some logos and different things like that. So if you guys can help me out with that, please give me a shout as well. But I am excited about this thing, and I just hope that you guys will continue to stay with me and grow with me. So you guys have a great week. Have a fantastic Monday, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. Again, this is Angela Pride, owner and founder of Coach with Pride, signing off.